So the Heilige Mishnah writer, Masechtes Kelim, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Vav. And here we're going to talk about gloves. Kasya is a glove, a leather glove. See the batanura, base yad, a glove, shel ar, made out of hide. Now these gloves are used to help you in your work. So you have the gloves, shel zoyre geronis. Remember what zoyre is, one of the lamates malachais? Use a shovel to toss kernels of grain into the wind. The wind blows away the part that you don't need, the lighter part, and the heavier kernels fall to the ground. So zayre means zayre, this act of zayre, which is called winnowing. Granis means the threshing floors, that's where it was done. So they had a special glove, and they held a shovel with that glove. Or the glove shall helche drachim, people who travel on the road, and they have a walking stick. What do they need a walking stick for? Helps them walk. Or to push away thorns or other things, as the Tveres Yisrael, instead of having to bow down and like sweep it off to the side. Either way, they have a glove that helps them hold the stick. Shalaisei pishtin, or gloves worn by people who work with flax. They used to beat the flax, and they wore this glove when they held the stick to beat the flax. In all these cases, tameya, and again, tameya means not tummy, but it can become tummy. And here's the reason why. Because this is made to be able to get a good grasp on the tool. It shouldn't slip out of his hands. Or so that his hand should be protected from the tool, a splinter or a thorn, whatever's there. So these gloves are made to put something inside. That's called asui lekabalah. The thing you're holding is leaning on it, and it's holding it. The glove is holding the shovel for the winnowing. It's holding the stick for the walking, or it's holding the stick that they're using to beat the flax. And that's the reason that tameya could become tamei. But the kind of glove that tzavoyin from the lashon of tzeva, dye, also one of the lametes malacha, soveya, avol shel tzavoyin, but the one worn by dyers, meaning those that color, paint the wool, shel napachin, or by blacksmiths, tahira, because the purpose of these gloves are to absorb the sweat. Remember, so people on a hot day, the old pictures used to wear like a turban around their forehead to absorb the sweat. Well, they had like gloves for this purpose. These people are working near heat, so they're sweating. The gloves absorb the sweat. If not, it could ruin their work. The dye is very sensitive. It doesn't need sweat there. That's not one of the ingredients. Lamaisa, it doesn't serve as a base kibble. It's not made to hold something in it. It's made to absorb the sweat. Rabbi Yossi says, Avshel garoisa is kiyaitse ben. Those people that grind beans, they also wear a glove. And that's also something that won't be mekabel tuma, because it's meant to absorb the sweat of the person who's grinding the beans. You don't want sweat in those beans that you're grinding. Zach, well, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Asi lekabala tummy, a glove that's meant to hold something, like the shovel or the sticks. Tummy, that could become tummy. Bimne hazeya, a glove that's only used to absorb sweat. Tahar. What would the Tana Kama hold about the bean grinder's glove? How come only Rabbi Yossi says that it's tahar? So Tveres Yisrael suggests, could be the Tana Kama holds that glove is also made to hold on to the grinder. That would be the sheet of the Tana Kama.